Crazy people, crackheads, midgets, drunks, sexual predators, and occasionally a crazy crack-smoking drunk midget sexual predator.
What the hell?
I did not like that at all.
None of us did.
Yeah, it was totally messed up.
Brace yourselves, Tampa Bay. It's What the Hell News on the Johnny B Show.
Here's some of these stories that will make you go, whoa, what the hell is going on with that? Rest in peace, Emma Murano.
Who? You know,
Emma Murano.
Oh.
You don't know Emma?
No.
Well,
You've
had plenty of time to get to know her because she was the oldest person in the world until she just passed away. The Associated Press has confirmed that Emma Murano, who ironically had her own webcam going on alongside with April the Giraffe, I'm kidding,
for 117 years.
Now, see, I might watch that. Emma's looking a little peaked. Let me put a camera on her and see when she passes. She does it simultaneously with April's calf. They should name April's calf Emma Murano, even though it's a boy. But she died today.
Oh.
117 years old. That's an old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hardly tragic at that point. Kind of expected.
Do people even ask how she died? She's 117, mofos.
I'm going to go with natural causes. How about on her obituary, it just shows a picture of a clock.
Yeah. And just a calendar.
This is what got her, guys.
Yeah.
Time.
Here's a picture of the day she was born. It's a drawing. That's what got her. She earned the Guinness World Book of Records, world's oldest living person, after Susanna Muschat Jones died in May. As of November, Murano was the last known living person to have been born in the 1800s.
Hmm.
Yeah. So she was born in exactly 1899, I guess, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Back then, there was a whole new set of humans or a whole other set of humans completely.
It's nuts, right?
Not one of the same people were alive then as they are now when she was born.
Blowing my mind right now, Anna.
She did.
Yeah. Well, rest in peace there, Emma Murano. We're going to miss you since we never knew who the hell you were.
Here's a funny thing. Her doctor said when she died, she was almost completely deaf and her sight was limited. But otherwise, she was in good health.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So what got her then?
I don't know. Look at this. She's on like the Rocky diet, I guess. She consumed raw eggs daily, along with small amounts of meat and pasta.
It's probably what killed her.
But consumed only milk for dinner. Only a milk diet for dinner.
Huh.
Take notes, guys.
So fat, good.
Yeah. If you want to live to be a century old.
That really pisses me off sometimes, though. Like, because I eat really well most of the time now. Like, I don't eat a lot of processed food at all.
Yeah.
I eat pretty healthy for the last year.
Okay.
And I've kept off almost 90 pounds that I've lost.
So hot.
But I'm not going to live that long.
You don't want to. She was blind and deaf. She was Helen Keller. You want to be Helen Keller?
No, I mean, by long, I go week to week. You know what
you
I mean?
You think she was able to go to the toilet by herself? I'm going to vote a no.
I know, but I'm not saying 117, but what's a good life for a regular human American?
I think average is like 82.
80? Yeah,
like
I'm not going
to.
No chance I see 82. No chance. That's almost double my age.
I think it's possible.
I'm lightheaded right now for no reason.
Hey, Johnny.
Yeah.
If you don't make it to 82, can I take over seat one?
Sure.
Or is that a John Brennan question?
You're so silly. You're so silly you think radio will be around in 40 years. You're adorable.
That's right.
1,100 strangers show up to have sex with a guy. Huh. How could that possibly happen, Ryan Adams? Guess?
I can't keep him away.
Ryan Adams knows.
Uh-huh. Anna, why would you think 1,100 strangers show up to a house to bang a dude?
I don't know. I think you should ask Ryan.
I just did.
I think you should ask him again.
I see. Roland Mizell, why do you think 1,100 people showed up to make bangy, bangy, bang time? But one man.
Must have had something to do with a Craigslist ad, I think.
You are so close, my friend. 1,100 strangers showed up at the home of a man. And he's blaming Grindr. Anybody here a member of Grindr? Got a Grindr app? Anybody?
Yes.
You're on Grindr?
No. I grind things, though.
Grindr is gay Tinder.
Oh.
I know it sounds like a...
Oh, yeah, that's
Grindr sounds like an item that I would have in my kitchen. You know, I grind it, and then I sous vide it, and then I go out in my herb garden. I slap some sage on that bitch. Nope. According to the complaint, this man, Matthew Herrick, said 1,100 men showed up to his home and his workplace expecting to have sex. And he's suing Grindr, the popular dating site for gay and bisexual men, because his ex-boyfriend apparently made a fake account and sent all these dudes to make bangy bang with him.
Mm. You don't think he slept with at least one, maybe?
That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah. So, well, someone's got to be hot out of 1,100.
Yeah. Or you just look out, and there's this sea of gay dudes.
Like nasty, bare.
Yeah, they're all out there. They're all out there.
I'm thinking, are they all nasty, like ugly?
Well, I'm saying, out of 1,100, there's got to be 50 bangable ones, right?
Or maybe he swiped left on all the hot ones.
Oh,
it's not enough time in a day.
And right on all the gross ones.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Well, the ex allegedly invites men to Herrick's apartment all the time and the restaurant where he works. Sometimes many as 16 a day will show up looking for him. In some instances, they are told not to be dissuaded if he resists them.
That's the best part.
Oh, man. That's the best. If
if he says no, just keep going.
No, yeah, means yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Look, guys, I'm into this role-playing. If I say, please leave me alone, that means whip your penis out. If I say, no, seriously, put that away, that means put it on me. If I say, I'm at work, I'm going to get fired, that means bang me now. Grindr's legal responsibilities, says here that it's a corporate and ethical responsibility to its users when it learns that its platform has been abused. They're not liable. There's you have to click on all the rules and pretty much takes them out of liability whenever you sign up for the thing, which makes sense. Mm. What do you think, Ryan Adams?
I think there's not enough time in a day.
Is it going to deter you from signing up?
Possibly.
I thought about signing up for Grindr just to see if guys would like me.
Yeah?
Yeah, because when I was doing the online dating before, you know, finally finding the greatest woman in the world that I now live with.
The greatest love of all.
Yeah, and I deleted all that stuff. I really wasn't getting the hits that I thought I was going to get. I was getting a lot of girls that looked like Chris Farley. Yeah. It was really scary. I thought my girlfriend was a fake profile when she hit me up. Or when she responded to me hitting her up. I was like, no, this girl looks like a girl. She's all pretty. It can't be real. I was like, you want to meet in a public place? And then I can pepper spray you, bro. Get in my car and haul ass. Because it was some real, real wrecks. You could have done a reality TV show of just the girls that I ran into on plentyoffish.com. It was very frightening and hilarious all at the same time.
I love Chris Farley so much.
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Half the girls that I talked to looked just like Chris Farley. Yeah. I had to go meet him in a van down by the river. It was that
down
bad.
Down by the river.
It was unbelievable. Eat my little pet. I killed my little pet. Yeah. I'm not kidding. It got to the point where I would walk into a restaurant and I go, oh, come on, man. Like, really? You have a mullet? You can't have a mullet.
Tommy, what? Bingy.
Exactly. It was bad. And hey, who's your favorite baseball team?
Fat guy.
Yankees. Yeah. Yeah, it got really, really bad. So, yeah, be careful out there. If I know women can be very vindictive, but apparently gay dudes will bust. I almost said something bad.
What are they going to bust?
Bust.
What are they busting?
Yeah. Bust it wide open. No, they will.
It's not a fruit.
Nope, they will definitely make
not
things
a vegetable.
Bad. Don't make things bad for you, is all I'm going to say. This is my favorite video clip that I've seen in a long, long time. As a lot of you know, I am quite the crooner. I've been known to sing. Last week, I showcased a little bit of singing for you by doing my take on an Adele song, and got some positive feedback from that. But I've done this Marvin Gaye song, Let's Get It On, probably a couple dozen times in the last 4 years on the air, because it is one of my go-to sexy crooner songs, and I think it's one of the best R&B ballads ever. If you had to rank them top 10, definitely one. It's right there. Well, I'm not the only one that loves them, because we have a video here, and I'll play the audio, of what looks to be probably a one-year-old baby crying, having a bad time. Looks like the older sister picks her up, and she's trying to soothe her, and somebody was smart enough to put on some Marvin Gaye, and the reaction that this baby had to the Marvin Gaye is nothing but classic. Yeah, not a happy baby. By the way, I'm not a jerk or anything, but I can't stand babies crying, man.
I can't either, man.
Nobody likes it.
My son didn't cry very much. I guess he knew better, you know what I'm saying? But, man, when I'm in public, like if I'm in a restaurant, we were in a restaurant last week, and it was just a, and I want to look at the parents and go, take that thing outside.
Please.
But please stop with that. I'm eating foods. Here it comes. Yeah. Oh, that noise right there is so bad. Now, what can make this baby immediately smile and dance? We're going to put the video up on the Johnny B Show page right now. Mm-hmm. So you can go check it out. Facebook.com/The Johnny B Show. And not only is this baby happy, but working the arms and the shoulders, like grooving when she hears this sweet, sweet melody. Oh, there she is. It's amazing, the power of Marvin Gaye. He's been dead for 30 years, I guess, now, and it worked perfectly on this little baby. Zayn had a song. I would play Jingle Bell Rock for Zayn when he cried as a baby, no matter what time of the year it was. Fixed him up immediately, like every single time. He would just, I mean, I stopped doing it like a couple years ago, but he, seriously, when I needed him to stop crying, Jingle Bell Rock was the way to go.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.